Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. accused Iran of supplying missiles to Yemen. The U.S. accused Iran Tuesday of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July and called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said it's too early to determine who was responsible.
That is the situation that we're continuing to assess right now. We don't have a full determination on who is responsible for that.
Iran has dismissed the allegation as contrary to reality. University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said a tough policy toward Iran is part of the Crown Prince's overall strategy.
With Mohammed bin Salman trying to revise the entire nature of Saudi Arabia, what would be the best possible way to unite the country under him? To have an enemy like Iran.
The missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh on Saturday. The Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to cut off weapon shipments. Fethullah Chaib is with the World Health Organization. She said the humanitarian situation is terrible.
It's also battling a very serious cholera outbreak. Since months, we are trying to stop it.
Cholera cases are said to top 900,000 since April. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies. This is VOA News.